Yeah, you know, I think it has a pretty big impact across the world. You know, the violence doesn't just exist in the NFL. You know, it doesn't. These issues that we're having, you know, as a society aren't just in the NFL. You know, they're in the world. You know, they're in life. You know, and if anything, we can be, you know, the microphone or be the better influence. You know, it's something that we should all strive for, because ultimately, you know, whether some people want to be it or not, we are role models at the end of the day.
Going back to the Texans, if you will, I mean, yeah. It's not known if they're going to play J.J. Watt at tight end. I mean, they may not, yeah. But what kind of, you know, when you see that, what do you think? I mean, how do you defend a guy like that?
All I think is he's an athlete. You know, they're getting the bang for their buck out of J.J. If he's playing tight end and D-tackle, I mean, man, this guy's a freak. You know, if he's doing all of that, so be it, you know. But anyway, you know, you cover him like you cover anybody. You know, obviously he's a great athlete. Obviously, you know, he's going to be aggressive. And we've seen that he has soft hands because he got his touchdown, you know. So it'll be interesting nonetheless.
And when you look at Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't think he's turned the ball over very much this year, if any. I mean, what is he doing differently than in the past?
He's very smart, man. He's very smart, you know. And I've always considered him that, you know. And I actually believe he's faster than a lot of people give him credit for, you know. So he can move around. He's agile, you know. He's a very smart quarterback. He makes the proper reads, dumps it off when it's time to dump it off, and take risks when it's the right time. And, you know, obviously he does a lot of preparation, and you can see it in his mechanics and the things that he does on the football field. Great. Those were football questions. I love that. That's why I love you. See?
You know, chances are John is not going to be there. How does he change this linebacking core?
So what's the question?
Well, how does the potential absence?
How does the potential of John not being there affect the linebacker core? You know what? I think it affects it the way that it affects anything. You know, anytime that you lose, you know, a valuable player, if that happens, you know, if that happens, let's quote that. If that happens, you know, everybody has to step up. This is the NFL, you know, and like we say, the next man up is a valuable asset in this, you know, and people, you know, somebody has to step into another man's situation every day in this league. So how will it affect it? We get to learn what the next man is about, and we get to learn what the other man knows in that position. You know, we get a chance to really test how well we prepare in this league, you know, as every position, you know, one position affects every other position, you know, and that's what this game is, and that's how it's always been.